The Story of Jesus and Mary in the Holy Quran, Part 3 of 3, Jesus 2, by IslamReligion.com. This part explores the verses of the Holy Quran that talk about God's protection of Jesus, His followers, His second coming in this world, and what will happen to Him on the Day of Resurrection. The Passion of Christ. Then, when Jesus felt their persistence in disbelief, He said, "Who will champion with me God's cause?" The disciples said, "We are the champions of the cause of God. We believe in God, and be a witness that we are Muslims, submitting to Him. Our Lord, we have believed in what You have revealed, and we have followed the Messenger. So write us down among the witnesses to the truth." And they who disbelieved plotted, and God planned. And God is the best of the planners. When God said, "O Jesus, I will take You and raise You up to Me, and clear You of those who disbelieve, and I will make those who follow You superior to those who disbelieve till the Day of Resurrection. Then you will all return to Me, and I will judge between you in the matters you used to disagree in. And for of their saying, 'We have killed the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger of God,' but they did not kill Him, nor did they crucify Him, but it was made to look like Him to them. And those who disagree over Him are in doubt of killing Him. They have no knowledge of it except the following of guesswork, and they did not kill Him for certain. But God raised Him up to Himself, and God is all-powerful, all-wise." The followers of Jesus. "Then whoever argues with you about Him, Jesus, after the knowledge that has come to you, then say, 'Come and let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves.' Then we all pray for the curse of God to fall on those who lie. Indeed, this is the true story. And there is no deity that deserves to be worshipped except God. And indeed, God is the Almighty, the All-Wise. But if they turn away from accepting the truth, then indeed, God is aware of the corruptors. Say, 'O people of the Scripture, come to a just statement between us and you, that we worship none but God, and that we associate no partners with Him, and that none of us takes others as lords besides God.' But if they turn away, then say, 'Be witnesses that we are Muslims, submitting to Him. Surely they have disbelieved those who say that God is the Christ, son of Mary.' Say, 'Who then has the least power against God, if He were to destroy the Christ, son of Mary, His mother, and everyone on earth? And God has supreme authority over the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between them. He creates what He wills, and God is able to do all things. And the Jews and the Christians say, 'We are the children of God and His loved ones.' Say, 'Why then does He punish you for your sins? Rather, you are only human beings from among those He has created. He forgives whom He wills, and He punishes whom He wills. And God has supreme authority over the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between them. And to Him is the return of all. Surely they have disbelieved who say, 'God is the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary.' But the Messiah said, 'O children of Israel, worship God, my Lord and your Lord. Indeed, whoever sets up partners in worship with God, then God has forbidden him paradise, and the fire will be his home. And there is none to help the wrongdoers. Surely, disbelievers are those who say, 'God is the third of three,' but there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except one God. And if they do not stop what they are saying, the disbelievers among them will suffer a painful punishment. Will they not repent to God and seek His forgiveness? For God is oft forgiving, most merciful. And the Jews say, 'Ezra is the son of God,' and the Christians say, 'The Messiah is the son of God.' That is the fabrication of their mouths. They are imitating the claims of the disbelievers of before. May God destroy them, how they turn away from the truth. They have taken their religious scholars and their monks as lords instead of God by disobeying God and obeying them, and they also have taken as their Lord the Messiah, son of Mary. But they were commanded to worship only one God. None has the right to be worshipped except Him. Exalted is He above what they associate with Him. O you who believe, indeed, many religious scholars and monks eat away people's wealth unjustly and turn others away from the way to God. And those who treasure gold and silver and do not spend it in the way of God, then give them the news of a painful punishment, the second coming. And there is not one of the people of the Scripture but will believe in Him before His death. And on the Day of Resurrection He will be a witness against them. And He, Jesus, is a sign of the coming of the hour, so do not doubt it. And follow Me. This is a straight path leading to God and His paradise. Jesus on the Day of Resurrection. when God will say, O Jesus, Son of Mary, remember my favor upon you and upon your mother when I supported you with the pure spirit Gabriel and you spoke to people in the cradle and in old age, and when I taught you the book, wisdom, the Torah, and the gospel, and when you made out of clay the likeness of a bird by my permission, then you breathed into it, and it became a bird by my permission, and you healed the blind and the leper by my permission, and when you brought the dead to life by my permission, and when I restrained the children of Israel from killing you, when you came to them with clear proofs, but the disbelievers among them said, This is nothing but plain magic. And God will say on the day of resurrection, O Jesus, Son of Mary, did you say to people, Worship me and my mother instead of God? He will say, Glory be to you. It is not for me to say what I have no right to say. If I had said it, you would have known it. You know what is hidden in myself, and I do not know what is in yours. Indeed, you are the knower of the unseen. I did not tell them except what you commanded me. Worship God, my Lord and your Lord. And I was a witness over them while I was among them. But when you took me up, you were the watcher over them, and you are a witness to all things. If you punish them, they are your servants, and if you forgive them, indeed you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. God will say, This is the day when the truth will benefit those who were truthful. To them belong gardens with rivers running through it in paradise, where they will stay forever. God is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. That is the great success. To God belongs the heavens and the earth, and whatever is within them, and He is able to do all.